UC students 20-year-old Ellen Garner and 21-year-old Chad Coles were killed when a space heater caught a blanket on fire inside a crowded house on Digby Avenue. Their families will speak at a fire safety awareness program today, and so will a couple of victims from another fire. Alvaro Yanis and Sean Simon survived a Seton Hall fire in 2000. They're featured in a new documentary after the fire.
When the doctors and the nurses first saw Sean and Alvaro, they knew that these were critically burned children who were near death.
It's really, are they going to make it through this? And how do you convey that message to their family?
It was really difficult for me. You know, that was my younger brother.
His whole face and his whole identity is going to change, but what doesn't change is the inside of them.
Three people died in that fire and 56 others were injured when a couple of students intentionally started the fire. The documentary will also be shown during today's program. Assistant Dean of Students Daniel Cummins says UC wants to empower students, faculty, and the community to protect themselves and make sure their homes are up to code.
And it's all about information, and it's all about knowledge. And fire safety is about getting information and knowledge into the hands as many and into the minds and the spirit as many people as we can, because a lot of people sometimes enter every day thinking, oh, it's not going to happen to me.
The After the Fire program will be held in the Great Hall of UC's Tangerman University Center at 3 o'clock and 8 p.m. Ann Thompson, 91.7 WVXU.